When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi everyone.
Hi everyone. My name is Clay Tatum.
Clay, was that the start of the podcast?
Yeah. I'm not like, yeah, what's going on?
Well, you got a problem immediately?
No, I just wasn't sure that was the start.
I thought we reviewed movies, not my intros.
I wasn't reviewing your intro. I just didn't realize we were starting.
Hey, while we're at it, if we're reviewing other things, let's review Rod's Life.
Let's go for
it. It sucks.
Come on. It's not that bad.
When was the last time you had a burger?
Probably a few days ago.
Cool. I had a burger yesterday, so my life's better than yours.
I had a burger 2 days ago.
All right, Clay's better. Whoever had the burger most recent is coolest. Me.
What did you have?
I haven't had a burger in
You're a fucking liar?
A week or two.
You lied about eating a burger?
Well, either way, Clay's better than you.
I ate a lot of burgers, to be completely honest.
What's the last burger you had? Tell me.
Oh.
Answer me.
Dude, I don't have a memory of a burger.
Tell me. Okay, here's a question.
I have no memory of a burger.
Stop. Rod, when's the last time you had a burger?
Jack in the Box, Saturday.
Rod, that's embarrassing.
You want to hit me up?
When's the last time you had a burger?
I'd say 2 days ago. It was a quarter pounder. Jeez. From McDonald's.
Okay.
Hey, what was the most recent burger you had?
Oh, I remember. I had a fat burger.
I had
a fat burger on Wednesday.
That's pretty good.
We're recording this on a Tuesday.
Oh, wait. No, wait, guys. Oh, I fucked up.
Oh, no.
It was even way longer ago than that.
What?
It was probably like last Saturday. I had a fat burger, and I only ate half of it.
Saturday sooner than last Wednesday.
Sorry, two Saturdays ago.
Oh, boy.
And I left half of the fat burger out on my mantle, and a squirrel ate it.
Wait, you didn't even finish the fat burger?
It was fat burger.
Dude, you're dogging on Rod, and you're
I know, I'm a
burger
hypocrite.
I'm
a hypocrite, and I'm a bitch.
I could have told you that. I'm just surprised.
Yeah, man. I mean, I ate probably too many burgers.
How much of that burger did you have left?
None.
You want to ask me?
Whole burger.
How much burger did you have left?
No, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't find it anywhere once I was done.
Do you remember the song you wrote in eighth grade that went, "All my friends are hypocrites"?
Uh-oh.
Clay.
I'm sorry.
Clay's
dude.
Pretending
I'm not
right now.
You write your own history, I guess.
Yeah.
Clay's.
You were mad at us because we were going emo.
Dude, that's on brand for me.
And Clay was mad because we were being hypocrites.
Yeah.
And so you...
Well, I mean, we all signed the punk oath.
I remember Clay, when we were... It was before 8th grade, but Clay pitched to me this song. He said, "What do you think of this song?" "I'm not proud to be an American. I'd rather be anarchy."
Yeah.
"This whole... Everyone in this nation sucks, except for me." Yeah. And I remember I wasn't very familiar with the song, "I'm Proud to Be American."
Right.
And it gave me chills.
Oh, yeah.
That Clay, in my mind, came up with this melody. In my 12-year-old brain, Clay invented this melody of this song. Mm-hmm. Clay was doing a Weird Al style parody. He was well aware of that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know this. I thought he came up
with it. Weird Al was my first concert, you know about that?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
He came up with the melody, and he wrote these inspirational punk rock lyrics.
Yeah.
Do you remember this? I remember where we were. We were walking down the street behind the Bruno's or the Del Champs or whatever it was at the time, the grocery store.
I have no idea.
Bruno's, Del Champs.
Wait, you don't remember this? You wrote your own history.
If it was filmed, I'll remember it, but I don't really.
Do you remember the song?
Yeah, Clay only remembers cinema.
I think when you sing that, if you could have made that story up, and I could have implanted a memory in my head. That's how unconfident I am on that memory.
Clay, you suck.
Whit's trying to implant memory into Clay.
No, I remember all the songs we wrote.
Whit's trying to do an inception on Clay.
No,
yeah. That's
name a song
messed
from
up.
Our youth, and I will remember all the lyrics that we wrote.
Canada.
Our nation's going downhill. They throw you out to get killed. well, I'm not going to fight your war. They're drafted now, door to door. I'll fight for what I stand for. Go fight your own stupid war. I'm not staying in America. I'll go to
if
Canada.
If you were just improvising that, and you're just saying, dude, that's not the real lyrics. Like, I was just like improvising. I wouldn't believe you.
I remember him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like Witch trying to do an inception.
I'm not incepting anything. Do you guys remember where you were when you saw Inception?
No.
I do. I was in Gulf Shores.
I don't remember the things that I've done.
Wait, you were in Gulf Shores?
I was visiting home, and I saw it with my friends. And I remember my mind was blown.
I probably was at the Culver City Theater.
I was probably with Rod, maybe. I don't know.
When was it? 2007?
Is that right?
Oh, no. Sorry. Inception came out after The Dark Knight, so it was like 2010, I think.
Were we still living on the West Side?
Yeah.
Yeah, then I probably saw the Culver City Theater. Maybe the Landmark?
Ooh, that was good.
Yeah.
What was the best time you ever had at one of those theaters?
At the Landmark or the Culver City one?
Yeah.
Dark
Knight doesn't count.
I didn't see Dark Knight there.
Oh, where'd you see that?
I think that was before I moved. I saw Dark Knight.
Oh, okay.
But I think it was probably MacGruber.
Oh, yeah. MacGruber was good.
I didn't like MacGruber when I first saw it.
Why?
Because I didn't like SNL at the time. I was like, this.
But you love it now.
Well, I mean, like, I was like, Fred Armisen, all these people. Like, these people fucking suck. Bill Hader, I fucking hate them. And then, like, a year or two goes by, SNL's over, and I'm like, I love all these guys. What the fuck was I thinking?
I mean,
I guess, like, I just, like, you show me SNL anytime, I'm just going to go back then. I just go, like, whoever's a part of this, I don't like. I don't care for. We're seeing a what?
Yeah, I don't. Rumor? What the hell? I don't remember watching SNL at all until Brooks got on.
Literally,
yeah,
they just have to go.
Never thought about it.
Oh, did I always? I always had my pulse on comedy.
As a boy,
pulse on comedy. Yes,
I watched it.
As a kid, I watched it for sure. But there was like a lull where when I was in high school, I didn't really watch it ever.
That was like Jimmy Fallon time. I didn't really watch it then.
I don't even know if it was Jimmy Fallon. I think Jimmy Fallon was off by the time I was.
Me and Rod would go to bed at 8, and then we would set an alarm. For when Fallon comes on, we watch it and we go back to bed.
I definitely had the Will Ferrell DVD.
Yeah, I had a lot of those.
I had all the.
But I wasn't watching SNL. And then when Brooks got on, I started watching it. But I couldn't tell you who was even on it before Brooks.
Right.
And then now I watch it every.
Chevy Chase.
Right, Chevy Chase was on it. Chevy Chase. I don't worry. You know what? I don't like Chevy Chase movies.
Yeah.
You don't like...
I don't care about fucking
Fletch
Vacation.
Fletch isn't very good. Vacation's okay.
I don't care about Vacation or Fletch. I'll watch them.
I like Vegas Vacation. I don't know if like, that I really like...
Because you like Vegas. You like the gambling.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's who I am, though.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever really sat through a whole Chevy Chase movie.
Even John Belushi.
I saw Fletch as a kid.
John Belushi is funny.
But you're wrong about that. I think he's...
He's dead. Is that what you're saying?
I love him in Animal House. I would...
Belushi's funny. But, like, I wasn't banging down the door to watch John Belushi in something.
Blues Brothers?
As a little kid, I didn't give a
fuck
about
Blues. You didn't
like Blues?
Dude, I
liked the Blues Brothers.
I was obsessed with
the
Blues
Brothers.
I started to think the Blues Brothers were cool when I became aware of, like, fashion and looking cool and all that stuff.
I had my brother show me all the stuff that was cool. And he was like, hey, look at all these police cars crash. And I go, what the hell? But I was kind of I liked all that stuff.
Yeah. And even Ghostbusters, I never fucking laughed at the Ghostbusters. I
just thought it was cool.
I think that's kind of how I feel with the Blues Brothers. I think it's cool, but I'm not like laughing.
Oh, no. As a kid, the Blues Brothers is not a comedy. It's a cool movie.
Yeah.
It's fun to see the music performances. It's fun to see the cool guys.
Literally, the only thing that made me laugh as a kid is Mike Myers.
Yeah. Mike Myers doing...
Mike Myers, Jim Carrey.
Austin Powers, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Never a huge Jim Carrey.
Clay was an elitist even as a boy, so he didn't.
Adam Sandler?
No, so I never really into Adam Sandler. Isn't that crazy?
Those are like the... That's kind of crazy.
I didn't. It's not like you put it on. I go, ugh, I don't like it. It's just like I'm not laughing my ass off. I just go like, oh, he. The reason why I like Billy Madison was I thought he was a cool guy, but he's not like the like he's not cracking my ass up as a kid. But same with Blues Brothers.
Well, I remember the first guy I ever met who told me they didn't like a Jim Carrey fervently was Joe, our friend Joe Parmer.
Right.
On the school bus in sixth grade, and he said, "I don't like Jim Carrey."
Right.
And I was the like, hell? "What the fuck?" I never really thought about that.
I will
before.
Say this: Dumb and Dumber, I would laugh my ass off as a kid. But Ace Ventura, I go like, "Oh, I love the thing he does with his butt." But I mean, I was just a Mike Myers man.
Yeah. I mean, Mike Myers just didn't make a lot of movies.
Yeah, no.
So I mean, Wayne's World. I loved Wayne's World as a kid. It's so cool.
Yeah,
it's
Wayne's
cool
World.
And it's like as funny.
But Wayne's World, that would crack.
Wayne's
my
World,
little,
as a kid,
ass.
Though, you would watch Wayne's World and laugh and laugh. And then once you got older, there would be new, different things to laugh about that you didn't understand when you were a kid.
Yeah.
That's how Dumb and Dumber is as well.
I watched the movie a lot. Cream of Some Young Guy. I would never.
I didn't
flew
understand.
Flew right
that.
Over my head.
Oh, I didn't even understand that it was funny when he goes, "Oh, cool, a gun rack." Like, I don't even have a gun. I didn't really understand why that was funny at all.
But he says it in a funny way.
But I loved anything Garth did.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
And,
Garth
like, him
funniest.
Smashing the hand with a hammer. Or, like, I didn't get any of the commercials that he does where it's, like, little, small.
Oh, no. Yeah. I thought that was mind-blowing as a kid.
I didn't understand it. I didn't know that it was, like, a play on capitalism. Or whatever.
Well, I didn't think it was like that. I go like, oh, they're looking at the camera now, and they're doing a fake commercial. It's funny.
It is funny.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know the whole through line in Dumb and Dumber that when Harry is talking about his ex, who cheated on him, and Lloyd is the one who she was hooking up with. I never caught that. The whole
dude, you're
time.
On a new, you're on a whole nother level here.
Did you know that when you were a kid?
No,
wait, they were dating the same person.
Yeah,
he was, yeah.
No. Oh, not the main plot of the movie. There's a conversation that happens a couple times in the movie, maybe just once, where he's like, "I don't know, man. What happened? What's wrong?" He goes, "What's wrong, Harry? Some little filly break your heart?" And he goes, "Yeah, well, you know, I was seeing somebody. She broke up with me." Because I wasn't a good listener. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. But, yeah, I guess she was seeing so-and-so, or she was seeing somebody else. And he goes, "Wait, so-and-so, so-and-so?" And he goes, "Yeah, you know her?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then it's like, oh, wait. He realizes, like, oh, wait, she was hooking up with me. Mm. And that's why, like, I never caught that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if I
caught at all.
That. I would definitely not have caught that.
As a kid. But yeah, you know, what can you do when you're 22?
It's been a while. I gotta check out some of these.
Well, we did catch.
I haven't watched Fairly Brothers movie in a long time.
Dumb and Dumber still is probably the best, although I think most people will say
Something about Mary
is the best.
What's the other one?
Is Something you About Mary hold
Kingpin.
Up?
Kingpin.
Oh, no, well, the
Kingpin kind of stinks.
They didn't do You, Me, and Dupree.
Not You, Me, and Dupree. The other one. Me, You, Irene or something.
Oh, Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah, Me, Myself, and Irene. That, I thought that movie, you ever like, there's a movie, there's like that in, when I first saw fucking Freddy Got Fingered, there's like a dark undertone.
Yeah, it is
that
dark.
Makes you feel like really gross. It's like you're watching like a...
Yeah,
you're watching something that you're not supposed to. It's I had that feeling with You, Me, and Irene, where it's just like, this is like too not. This is like graphic, not in a way where it's like visually graphic. It's just like the content of it,
because the character is so mean. The Hank character,
the bad Jim Carrey.
Yeah,
yeah.
I
haven't seen that in a long time.
I feel like
I saw it so much as a kid. I don't know why. It's not like I loved it or anything, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
Kingpin's probably the one I would watch the most because it was always on Comedy Central. I don't really like it.
Kingpin is very dirty and dark as well.
Yeah.
And you know, they just wrote Kingpin. I think someone else directed it.
Oh.
And then they got hired to direct Dumb and Dumber. They had never directed anything. And they just called a bunch of directors that they were fans of and were like, we don't know how to direct a movie. What do you do? And then they just kind of wrote down whatever they said. And you know, then that's what they did in Dumb and Dumber. And they,
now one
they
of them did, has an Academy Award.
They did a really good job for like four movies in a row.
Yeah.
Just going off the advice.
Well, they're just, you know, they're getting to Green Book is what they're doing.
Yeah.
On the road to Green Book.
On the road to Green Book.
Just one of the guys, right?
Yeah, just yeah. one of them.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Speaking of watching films, we watched
Mortal Rod Bat. That's not what the movie's called.
Clay, will you do the music after sure. I say that?
Wait, make on? A note of.
Like, can you give me
note
again?
Of the
give
time?
Me no. Just
make
give
another
me
time.
Two. Give me 2 minutes, please.
2 minutes.
Just vamp.
Mortal Rod Bat. 2 minutes is so long.
So we watched Mortal Rod Bat. Now, I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos about Mortal Kombat. 100 best Mortal Kombat characters, all this shit. Because mm-hmm. my YouTube is geared towards video games because I have to Google how to do some Batman things in Batman Arkham Knight. And I gotta tell you, I was excited for this Mortal Kombat movie because of all of the fun Mortal Kombat lore that they had to pull from, and they're able to do it with the technology of filmmaking today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They're able to do a really good job.
Okay,
and they
ready?
Had
I'm ready,
20
I'm ready.
Something
Dude,
years.
This is gonna be fucking sick. Ready
to think about? Okay. So we.
Tell
I
me
decided,
when. Tell me when to
when
press
I,
it.
I was in bed. I decided to watch Mortal Rod Bat.
Clay,
press it.
Clay, that's you.
Is this
the Mortal Kombat theme?
Isn't this sick, dude?
That's not Mortal Kombat. Though.
Yeah, it is.
Is this the theme?
Scream it.
No.
Mortal Rod Bat! Clay?
No, you're wrong. What is
that? I don't think that's the right song.
So I watched Mortal Kombat.
Can we try it one more time?
Yeah.
Maybe I screwed up.
I watched. I'm just going to say Mortal Kombat, because the Mortal Rod Bat thing, you guys aren't laughing at. So.
Right, yeah. Mortal Kombat! The audience at home is laughing.
Is this not the song?
Yeah, this is kind of it. Alright, that's good enough. And I watched it in bed. Mitra was asleep, and I watched it turned halfway down because of the didn't want to wake her up.
You got
to
keep it quiet.
And right out the gate, you got this guy named Cole. He's an MMA fighter.
Well, that's not how it starts.
What?
Sorry. It starts with a long time ago, a guy loves his family. He goes to get water for the family. And then a dude who has ice powers comes and freezes yeah. his family. And they hide the baby.
Of course, by Han.
Wait. So it's like the opposite of Manchester, was he?
Because he goes to get water for the babies?
Imagine.
What? He doesn't set them on fire. What are you saying?
I said the opposite.
Well, no, because everybody dies still.
Well, I mean, ice and fire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so he goes to get... In Manchester by the Sea, he goes, I was going to get some ice beers. I was walking there.
Yeah.
Is that a good case? Yeah.
No, keep on going. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
In this, he goes to get water for the babies and the family. The family is murdered by Iceman.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
This is kind of like you could call this movie Manchester by the
Han?
Land.
By yeah. Han,
because it's like kind of the same thing, but there's something about it that's opposite.
Yeah, something about Mary. Yes. So, and that he goes and kills the family to end the bloodline.
Yeah,
but they hide a baby under.
Remember in that movie where she goes, "I'm ready for the date, but you need to get that nut out of your hair."
Oh yeah, loved that.
I love that part of the movie. That's my favorite part.
I remember being a little kid and watching that and not understanding what the fuck that was and why people were laughing at that at all.
Oh, the nut?
Yeah, the nut part. I was like...
yeah.
Anyway, so
Also, I'm also pretty sure that Nut doesn't do that.
No.
I'm like pretty sure now that Nut doesn't do that. So
hey, Rod's tried.
Well, remember that one time Rod came here and it looked like he had ooze in his hair? Like,
oh, yeah.
Ooze?
His hair looked like Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, and he goes, guess what, gang? It doesn't work. And we didn't know what the hell you
he said, about. I nutted. I don't know where the nut went. And we said, Rod, I think we know where it went.
Yes.
Rod, you're not going to like this. And he said, ooh, it's in my hair. And isn't it?
Yeah. I got nut in my hair.
All right, so he goes and they hide the baby. Then Raiden comes and then he... Well, actually, then the Iceman kills the Waterman.
Uh-huh.
And then...
What?
Iceman kills the Waterman, Clay!
Clay, get the shit out of your ears. Iceman kill Waterman.
What?
I don't know.
What?
Ice kills water?
Shut up!
They're man!
Clay, you need to shut up.
It's a man.
Quit interrupting me.
I'm just thinking about the elements here.
They're trying to tell people about the movie.
That's your problem, Clay. You think too much.
Yeah, it's true.
And Raiden then comes down after he kills Waterman.
Rain?
Iceman kills Raiden. Waterman. Then Rain Man.
That's a wet-ass movie.
Then Rain Man comes down from the lightning, and he steals a baby.
What did you watch this on? From Weather Channel?
Yeah. When you're in Seattle, every channel is the Weather Channel. That's where I watched it.
Yeah.
And he steals a baby from under the floorboards. This baby was happy to be under the floorboards.
I like it under there. It's nice.
And then it cuts to present day where there's an MMA fight and a dude, there's no audience, or maybe there's a little bit of an audience. A guy gets paid $200 to lose. Is that the idea?
I don't know if he's just getting paid $200 to do the fight.
But he sucks at fighting, I guess.
My man Cole keeps losing.
He's bad at fighting, and it's immediately like, all right, this guy's not remarkable in any way.
Yeah.
So who cares? All right, well, luckily he's not the main character, but guess what he is?
Good news.
And he's putting yellow gloves around his
hands,
and you're like, well, he's probably Scorpion. That's going to be cool. He's not very good at fighting, but at least he has super Scorpion powers.
We're going to get his Scorpion power soon.
Well, guess what, guys? There's some shit going on with Mortal Kombat.
He has a Mortal Kombat birthmark tattoo.
Yeah, the logo. And there is also some other characters from Mortal Kombat.
And well, he's actually not a character from Mortal Kombat.
No, he's not there. His name's Cole. He's not in the games. And I'm Googling, is Cole in the games? No. Oh, well, then he's probably Scorpion.
Yeah, he's going to turn into a guy from game.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Or do you walk into me like this and go, geez, I hope Cole's in this.
at this point, as soon as I found out that he's not good at fighting, I was losing faith. I was like, ugh.
He's looking weak right now.
I think he should be like a fighter who like has too much anger or something and like accidentally almost kills people.
Yeah, my man lost an MMA fight to a guy.
To just like a normal guy, and it's not even a proper MMA fight. It's just like a fight that's like there's like 20 people watching.
Yeah, he's looking pretty lame already.
He's already lame as fuck, and it's like, but then he has like a family of like a daughter who's like 12, and then a wife, and he's like, I don't want to be doing this anymore, but he's gotta. And then this dude named Jax is like, hey, I think you got the insignia that
I think you got to do Mortal. You got to do a Mortal Kombat.
You got to do some Mortal Kombat. And he's like, I don't know what that means. And then Sub-Zero shows up, who is the dude from a long time ago who killed Waterman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want to kill you guys.
Can I pitch you something?
What?
Mortal Rodbat?
I'm laughing.
Dude, that's funny.
Like, I'm laughing at that in the way that I would have hoped to. I am laughed at when I do that same joke.
Because
I'm supportive as a friend.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, Cole runs away with his family and hides with Sonya Blade. Sonya Blade has kidnapped Kano. Kano's the best part. Kanya and Sonya Blade are the best part of the movie.
You know, as a kid, when I said Sonya Blade always came in, you know the first thing I thought of? Sony. Sony VCRs. Sony TVs. Do you have the same thing?
No. Nope.
My mind literally couldn't think of anything else.
I don't think I even knew what Sony was when I was playing this on
PlayStation. Sony PlayStation?
Or, no, I was Sega.
This would be on Genesis.
I was talking about the movie. I don't know what the fuck was wrong with my brain.
Like, I have
a vivid memory of that.
I don't feel like Sonya.
I'm so sorry to let me interrupt.
Is Sonya even in the first movie?
Sonya? Yes. Yeah.
She's in that little dancing club or something. I don't know. I saw that movie a lot.
I only really remember Liu Kang.
There's some.
Sonya's a big part. It's the girl from Billy Madison.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, they go hide over there with Kano and Sonya Blade, and the kid and the wife are sent to go home.
Yeah, they just go home. They're fine.
They just go home, I guess. And Jax and Sub-Zero, Jax gets his arms frozen off, and you're like, well, he's going to turn into Jax. And then they have to go to some temple far away where Raiden lives with Liu Kang and, what's the guy's name?
Kun Lao.
Kun Lao, and Liu Kang is really cool, and Kun Lao is really cool. Raiden is, like, kind of old, and he's not even old. He's not, like, not old. He's not old enough.
He's not old enough, and he doesn't.
He's really... the card counting guy. Is that his special ability?
Card? No, that's Gambit.
No, this guy, he has electric power.
With Tom Cruise. From...
Oh, you're thinking of Rain Man?
Yeah. Isn't that what you're saying?
I think of Raiden.
Yeah, Raiden is basically like a Rain Man.
He is kind of like Rain Man. His relationship with cards is like that with the Thunder.
Okay, I think I got it.
Yeah. And so Liu Kang is there, and he's actually cool. And you're like, this guy's cool. And then Kung Lao is cool.
Uh-huh. And you're like, damn, what are these guys up to?
I wish this was the fucking movie.
So you learn.
Instead, we got to go back to this.
Can I say something? So you learn this, your friend can count, like, fucking.
Your brother.
Your brother can count toothpicks, okay?
Yeah.
How does he know? How does that translate at all to Blackjack?
Well, that's the first, like, 10 minutes of the movie that he finds out about the toothpicks.
But how does that translate at all?
To get to Blackjack.
How can you get the Rain Man to... How do they even orchestrate that?
That's a small part of the movie, though. The movie is about their relationship.
No. The movie's about the Blackjack. Tell anyone. Rain Man, what do you think of that? Oh, that's the card counting movie, right? Of course.
Well, you're right. Okay. So,
Clay... How does that translate?
Oh, Clay wins.
Clay's winning.
But Clay, we're talking about Mortal Rodbat.
I know, I just haven't worn
a debate. Okay, not a laugh from either of y'all. Clay just moves right along.
Right.
It's like Clay doesn't even care.
Oh. Okay, so they're bouncing around doing all their crap, and I'm just thinking, let's stick with Liu Kang. He's taking this shit serious.
Yeah, he already has a power. Everyone else has to learn their power.
And they give Jax, his arms are frozen. They find him somehow, even though he died.
They
bonked
found
his head
him, yeah.
hard on some concrete. They find him and they give him baby robot arms. It's kind of funny. Yeah. But it's not played for a joke.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But it's pretty funny. Sonya doesn't have any powers because she doesn't have the birthmark.
Can I ask something?
What's up?
What?
Does this movie feel like a straight-to-DVD movie or does it feel like a...
It feels like
And it's just a coincidence that it does have a similar type of release where it skips the movie theaters because of a pandemic, but... Is it weird that these movies feel like straight to DVDs?
Like
and it
Power
just so
Rangers
happened.
Felt like a B
from like 2014.
Like,
but do you remember that Power Rangers movie? Did you ever watch that?
Yeah,
it felt exactly the same as that, like same vibe. So,
is that Godzilla movie?
I tried watching the new Godzilla.
It feels like a fan made, like a really well fan made movie.
Yeah, I tried watching it last night. I made it 15 minutes.
I'll be honest, the new Mortal Kombat, it doesn't feel that much different than watching like a fan-made YouTube.
Yeah,
Mortal
you ever
Kombat.
Seen those like really well-made like Batman fan films?
Yeah.
And you're like, "Oh, this is shot really well, but you can't get the fan film off of you can't get the fan film stink off of this movie." That's what it is. That's what these new Warner Brothers movies. But again, sorry, don't let me interrupt you.
So, They're going, listen, guys, you got to find your power. Kano's power is that if he gets racist enough, he shoots laser out of his eye.
Yeah, he had to get so racist
that
he could shoot laser out of his eye.
And Jax's power is that he turns his weak little metal arms into strong metal arms.
Yeah.
Sonya doesn't have a power. She's just good at fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Kung Lao already knows his power. He's powerful.
He's
with
got
his
a hat.
That he spins around. Liu Kang has all kinds of cool powers. With
fireball,
fire and stuff.
Do some kicks.
And then Cole, you're like, well, he's going to find out he's Scorpion any moment.
We're just waiting on it. Because he's always looking at his like his kunai that he has. He's the same one Scorpion
has. His knife attached
to
a rope.
Yeah.
And you're
he's looking at it, and you're like, we're waiting for him to be
this
Scorpion.
Thing, he's going
to
be Scorpion. It's going to be awesome. As soon as he finds that out, he's going to say, get over here.
Yeah, we're going to hear it.
But then he gets sucked into a portal where he has to fight Goro. And you're like, well, he better figure out his scorpion shit soon. And Goro in this is just like a doofus. Mm-hmm. Where I liked in the other one where he, in the original, he's like a king who's kind of like eats. He's like a very, like, I don't know.
And then Johnny Cage hits him in the nuts.
And that's funny. And this, he's just like a doo, like that kind of guy.
Wit.
Isn't he kind of like that? He's like a doo 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 doo.
Wit, I don't know that you can do that.
I can't?
I don't know.
Clay?
Was he dirt to dir?
Oh, so that's okay, Rod?
I don't know if Clay could do it either.
Okay, well.
With this haircut?
I'm talking about whatever Carlos Mencia is doing. Also, I'm talking about exactly how Goro sounded, which is doo.
I think he did say that.
Now, Rod, can Carlos Mencia do the dirt to dir?
I mean, I really don't think so.
Okay.
Rod, at least he's at least being messed up.
No, at least he's being
consistent. I don't think Carlos Mencia can do that anymore.
You're being messed up, Rod. Rod, you're a joke thief. So, Goro's beating up Cole, and then Cole finds out that when his family's in jeopardy, he can find his power.
Right.
And his power is that he gets a rubber gold shirt.
Yeah.
That makes it to where people can punch him a lot.
Yeah, it means that he is a loser still.
He's still an absolute loser, but now he has a rubber gold shirt.
Yeah. And he can take more punches, I guess.
And so, like, all this hype of, like, watching this fucking movie for an hour and just being like, well, at least Scorpion's going to show up. He's going to turn into Scorpion and get the cool yellow costume.
Yeah.
No. That never happens. Mm. Instead, he gets a rubber gold shirt.
Later, just like a kind of magical Scorpion does. And then he punches.
Yeah, and then later, everybody beats the bad guys that they're supposed to beat. And then Cole, rubber shirt, I guess is his name in the game when the game comes out.
When he's added to the game, it will be rubber shirt.
Yeah,
it looks like he's
like Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson, Robert Downey Jr.
The shirt truly looks like shit.
It looks like rubber. Every time he bends, you can see like the rubber. It really looks like the top, just like the top half of a wetsuit.
Yeah, it's
looks like shit. He punches Goro to death, and he goes, and he's stuck with Sub-Zero. But now he accidentally bleeds onto this blade attached to a rope that he's always had. And that brings his ancestor from hell, who is Scorpion. And now you're excited. Here's Scorpion, and Scorpion fights Sub-Zero, and that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And Scorpion kills Sub-Zero, and you're thinking, well, here's the movie. Why not this for the movie? Wait, this is the end?
Oh, now we're done? What happened to this tournament?
What happened to the fucking... There's no Mortal Kombat.
No one even said the
thing.
And
then they're like setting it up like, next movie, there's going to be the tournament. And I'm thinking to myself...
What? There's the Mortal Kombat tournament's not in this movie?
Nope.
Why do they make it?
I don't know.
The fuck
Same
is this
reason
movie?
They probably cast old Rubber Shirt. Made Rubber Shirt the main
Warner
character.
Brothers, when this pandemic happened, there you go, I think we dodged a bullet here.
When Warner
let's
Brothers,
just get these, let's get these
when Warner Brothers
the
announced this movie, I wish someone said, hey, if you get in a situation where you're gonna about to watch this movie, don't worry, I'll Warner Brother not to watch it.
There you go. Rod, can you say that?
You can say it. You can say it.
That's why it's called Warner Brothers, apparently.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I was thinking... What an absolute missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just make fucking Scorpion fight Sub-Zero through the whole movie. Make Scorpion the main guy.
How did the other movie start?
The other movie started with Liu Kang's little brother getting killed by Shang Tsung. He's got to go.
That's how you start a movie.
He goes, he says, your brother's soul is mine. Liu Kang wakes up, and now he's having nightmares about it.
Yeah.
About the past.
Right.
And he's got to figure out how to kill Shang Tsung. For mm-hmm. killing his little brother.
Right.
And then he goes to Mortal Kombat, Raiden tells him to, where he meets on the boat.
The card counter? I'm just getting a little lost here.
Oh, you're thinking Rain Man again.
Sorry.
Where he meets all the rest of the characters, and Shang Tsung's on the boat, because it is a Mortal Kombat, where they all have to go to,
everyone's
before they
to
fight
the
each other.
Yeah.
Even though Shang Tsung broke the rules by killing his little brother. And then they meet Scorpion and Sub-Zero. And they're like, holy shit, these guys are cool.
Yeah.
And then they have to fight, and then they go to Mortal Kombat. And before the big tournament happens, you know, Shang Tsung's pulling his dirty little tricks and cheating.
I think the tournament starts, and they do
they
some
have,
tournament
fights.
It's like
fights. Multiple days.
Yeah.
And every person who dies, Shang Tsung gets their soul.
Okay.
There's a funny part in the movie where Cabal says to Liu Kang, he's about to get his soul sucked, which is very funny.
We love that. you know, a lot of flaws in that movie. I think most people's issue with that first movie is Sub-Zero and Scorpion didn't really have, they weren't proper characters.
Right.
And so everybody's like, well, this movie, they're going to do that. No. They just create a character called Cole. And usually, you know, I don't like to talk shit about movies.
Right.
I only talk about movies I love.
Right.
Because I hope to one day work with the filmmakers.
Right. Every movie you say.
Collaborate.
You go, I would love to collaborate.
I would love to collaborate.
No matter the quality.
Even if they cast me as freaking Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
I'd say, guys, let me write the script. Let me rewrite this.
Johnny Cage
script.
Was in this movie?
Well, there's a teaser for him in the next one.
Stupid.
Which is very clearly shot. Like, they had 10 extra minutes on that day, and someone said, print out a Johnny Cage movie poster. Because it's in a location where they already shot something.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't know who the actor's going to be. Maybe in the next one we can get
it. So they just show the bottom half of the movie poster?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So my thinking about this movie was it was a great missed opportunity. But
yeah,
I did enjoy watching it. I do give it a 10 out of 10.
Right.
For that reason.
Oh, yeah. I got to give it an absolute 10 out of 10.
Okay.
The fights. One time the guy does say flawless victory.
Well, all of the fighting is cool. And when
I saw one part where a lady got ripped right in half.
That's great.
Down the middle.
When Liu Kang is in this movie, it's cool. He looks just like he does in the...
That gory part of the splitting the lady in half, that brutal. That
part is cool.
Yeah. No, there's all the fighting shit is cool. It's just like the story and the main character that is kind of whack.
And also the fact that he never really seems to get a win by himself. Except maybe Goro.
And he's not good at fighting, and then he still gets to have like this rubber shirt that gives him powers. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well, don't.
Clay, now you... Clay.
I won't spoil it for anybody.
Now it's time for Clay's review.
All right. Hey, everyone. My name is Clay Tan. This is my review of a little thing. When this movie come out?
Like a week ago.
Okay.
Spoiler alert.
Okay. Spoiler alert, gang. This review is about to get spoiled if you're listening to this review. This is Manchester by the Land, which was filmed, you said a week ago?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a fast turnaround on a movie. And this is my review. This is exactly what happens in it. So, spoiler alert. So, you're about to get this whole movie spoiled in the next 10 seconds. So, cover your ears. Or if you're driving, turn off the car. And then, step out of the car for about 10 minutes. So, okay, ready? Manchester by the Land. So, what happens is Waterman kills Iceman. And then Rain Man... does something. What, was Wet Man not available for this movie? Like, come on. Get it together, people. What's happening here? Is Aquaman watching this film? Like, WTF, why didn't they call me to be in this wet-ass movie? Well, forget this. I'm turning this shit off, and I'm gonna go talk to a starfish or something. Later, then click goes the Aquaman TV, and then he hops in the water. And he swims around, and then he goes. Then he talks to that starfish I was talking about. It's like an old buddy of his that he gets drinks with, and they have they get drinks and whatever. And then they do crazy. They prank call Superman, and he's like so pissed because he has his number. So, so that's what happens in the movie, gang. Manchester by the Land. That was the little joke that we made earlier, and I made that the title. And it was
Mortal Rod Bat.
Hold for laughs. That's it. And for that, I give this movie a 10 out of 10. It's a perfect score. It's hard to review a movie like this because it's like, find the flaws. Literally find the flaws. It's a 10 out of 10.
Basically impossible to find any flaws.
So that's the review. And say, I'll see you in the movies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you did it. So. Another perfect review.
What are y'all having for dinner?
Another perfect review for a perfect movie. I don't know. I gotta go get my car from Subaru. Oh. I have a Subaru. You guys be cool.
Yeah, okay.
I live behind the Subaru dealership.
So Rod's actually gonna take me to Subaru.
Yeah.
Whenever this podcast is over, or whenever we're comfortable with that.
Okay. We got about 10 more minutes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For dinner, you know, I don't know, man. It's just like, I'll probably have a pizza.
Do you have a pizza?
Or maybe I'll have a burger. I was thinking about going to the movies. If I do that, then I'll have a popcorn.
Oh, right. Popcorn for dinner? That's a snack, man.
What movie?
I have no idea what's even out. I've never been to the movie theater.
Let me check Flixster. Remember checking Flixster to see what movies were out?
Oh, I never checked Flixster.
What would you check?
I would type in movies and then my zip code. And
Clay, Google. Well, that's because you don't want to leave your zip code.
Is the Lamley open? No, that's not open. Do you have to go to Burbank to see a movie?
I don't know. I'm nice.
Demon Slayer?
Well, I've never even heard of this Demon Slayer. It sounds scary.
It's an anime. It's a really good anime.
Brought in this movie.
Have you heard of this anime, House Husband?
I haven't heard of House Husband.
Yeah, dude, I've almost watched it because it's just such a
great idea.
Yeah.
Are you going to see Nobody?
I don't really want to watch it, but I will.
What's Nobody?
You don't want to see Nobody?
I just don't really want to watch a movie where like a guy gets bullied and then becomes good at fighting. I don't know why.
Yeah, I'm not really that.
I want to watch like something really escapist.
These movies are fucking...
Clay, do not be mean.
Clay, be nice to the movies.
Okay.
Clay has this movie
looks awesome. These look so good.
You have a mean look in your eye.
Yeah, all these movies like Godzilla versus Kong or...
Gorilla versus Kong.
Or fucking Tom and Jerry, all these fucking movies that you can just see.
What is the Unholy?
What about Burger in the Night?
Oh, what if you just go see Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Dude, I honestly don't know what you're going to watch. I'm so
I'd go there. I got to do stuff tonight. I'm sorry.
Rod, you just were messed up.
I know, but it would be kind of fun to see Indiana Jones in the theater.
Yeah, wouldn't that'd be it? Nice. Yeah, no, that'd be nice. Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Mortal Kombat.
You could see Mortal Kombat. Do you see The Father?
I would see The Father, but I don't think CJ's.
Dude, I'm really like I'm
Scream.
I'm the theater.
Scream would be fun.
Worst fucking nightmare. I'll tell you why.
Forrest Gump.
The movie that I would see if it wasn't about the subject matter, because I'm like triggered by the shit, is like I would just go see Sound of Metal.
Well, yeah, but I've seen it already.
But you can already see it online. So like, why would I go?
Well, they got Forrest Gump is in theaters.
Beverly Hills Cop. Back to the Future.
Burger in the Wind?
What is this, 2002? When did those movies come out?
Probably about 2002.
Okay.
Well, long time ago. Long time ago, back in 2002.
What about Street Gang? How we got...
Streetwear on Fairfax?
No, how we got to Sesame Street. It's a Sesame Street documentary. And the Lamley Playhouse 7.
Is the Lamley open?
Yeah. Apparently, yes, it is.
When was the last time you went to Fairfax and got some streetwear?
Me?
Yeah.
Got a pair of Huffs about 6 years ago.
Whoa, do you remember that? Going to that Huff store? That was cool.
Yeah.
Is that still open?
I don't think so.
At least I don't shoes.
Which one's Huffs?
Huffs were the skate shoes with the...
Was that the little hat? People would wear the little
hat.
Oh, yeah.
I had
the little hat. Socks with weed on it.
Yeah.
You had a little Huff hat?
Yeah, a long time ago when we lived on the west side.
And then the logo's this big? Oh, yeah. Tiny little logo?
That was big in skateboarding back then.
You were?
They were. That was that tiny little hat.
Well, what killed your passion for skateboarding?
YouTube, probably, or just...
Realizing that you could sit at home?
Yeah.
And what year was that, would you say?
Oh, 10 years ago.
In the mansion?
That was 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Damn.
2011? Was that the mansion?
No, that was downtown.
Going downtown.
But downtown was like, wasn't that like your guys' primetime skating?
Yep. That's true.
Wasn't that like...
I was a little skate rat back then. You gotta admit that. So yeah, 10 years ago.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Because that was like back in downtown when there wasn't really stuff there yet.
No. What is where the Stray Cat is across from your old apartment? What is that now?
No, I think it's a...
Walgreens or something?
I don't know. I haven't been down there. I haven't been to that intersection in a long time. Fifth and Spring? There's no reason for me to be at Fifth and Spring.
The first time I went to downtown, I was 18. What year was that?
Years old?
Yeah. Were you just not in high school? Not like, guys, let's just like, fuck it. Let's just go.
No, if you were going to go to LA, if you're going to go to LA, you're going to go to Hollywood.
Okay.
You were going to go to downtown LA.
I made my dad drive me to, when me and my dad first came to LA to visit, or no, when I moved here, I was like, Dad, let's drive to downtown LA. Because I thought that was like the mecca of cool.
Right.
And then I got there and I was like, oh, wait, there's nothing here.
I always thought as a kid, what's that noise?
It's my fridge.
Is it cold?
Oh, you got a loud ass fridge.
Makes a lot of noise. Yeah, sorry.
I always thought, like, no matter where you are, downtown is just where it's happening.
Yeah. But that was not the case. Yeah.
Literally probably the only city where that's not the case. I don't know. You ever been to a downtown in, like, a southern state?
Birmingham?
Yeah. That shut down. 8 p.m., shut down.
Oh, yeah. It's just a bunch of warehouses.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's, like, a buffalo wing place.
Yeah. Well, last time I went, there was a cool bar.
I believe that when I see it.
I don't think you're going back anytime soon, are you?
Not that I know of.
No. Where are you going on your tour?
I mean, right now, all we've got on the is New York, Boston, Philly, Chicago, Portland, Seattle.
Let's all Oakland. Do the West Coast tour.
Huh?
We're all going to do the West Coast tour.
Yeah, when do we do that?
We go on a tour whenever we want.
But when is it? When do people get to back to normal?
End of this year.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, some of the...
Dude, I'm going to be...
Some of the bigger theaters...
I can't wait that long, dude. By the end of the year, I'll be, what, like 24. Like, I'm getting too old for this shit.
True. Some of the bigger theaters are doing shows at the end of the summer. I got tickets for a show in October.
What are you going to see?
A Japanese Breakfast at the Regent.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
And I bought a bunch of tickets to see some other bands last year, and I wonder if I'm ever going to...
Get your money back?
Either get my money back or just, like, get to go see the band.
You're emailing him every day, aren't you? You're emailing the band.
I say, excuse me, Bright Eyes, where's my show? Excuse me.
Where were you going to see Bright Eyes?
I was going to see him in L.A.
Yeah, when do you have tickets for that show,
in
too?
In Santa Barbara.
At the Bowl?
At the Bowl. No, in L.A. they were not at the Bowl. I don't remember where it was. Santa Barbara at the Santa Barbara Bowl. And then in New York.
I saw Bright Eyes in Santa Barbara.
Was it cool?
It's very cool.
What year was it?
My man's seen Bright Eyes more than you.
I've only seen Bright Eyes one time.
Where? What year was it, Ron?
I'm trying to think what year it was.
You seen him twice.
2008? I saw Connor Oberst and the Mystic Connor Valley Band one time in L.A.
That was when he was being this a desert guy.
I was basically a foot away from him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all
our bar. That's the dream.
Bar hopper, Rod.
Yeah.
That's in bar hopping.
There was a time period of like indie rock where everybody started acting like they like loved the desert.
Remember when
I didn't care for that.
Remember when like people were straight up dressing up like Native Americans?
Oh yeah, this was that same time.
They didn't do this. Remember we went to downtown one time to see like some show or something, or you were invited by something, and we went by like this one place and they straight up had like teepees up and like
everyone, I don't remember that.
And I was like, even back then, I was like, y'all can't be doing this.
No, everybody was wearing, like, the headdresses and...
Why was that?
Like, an American Apparel shirt.
It was like, the first, like, you can cancel the first fucking four Coachellas that happened because they were all...
Oh, yeah.
The hell is wrong with these people?
People didn't realize that was, like, weird until pretty recently.
But why was it such a thing?
Dude, there were so many girls I followed on MySpace when I first moved to L.A., who had photos of them in like a
big headdresses.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's my like, here's like these like shoes that I like to wear, and here's all my headdresses.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, welcome to LA. Also, back then, like the cool place to live was on Melrose. Yeah. That was like the hip spot to live.
Weird.
Isn't that strange? And then so when we first started coming to Silver Lake.
That's what Silver Lake's gonna feel like in this year. Or
yeah. Hey, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't know. Anywho, gang, that's the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you see this Mortal Kombat movie. We loved it. It was great. And, you know, if you like these fucking bargain bin movies, you're going to fucking love this little thing. Anything else, gang?
I don't.
Okay. All right. Bye, gang.
Bye.